Hi, welcome to Kane Train. This is Gibby Kane.
And I'm Pat Kane.
I was going to try to do something new, but I kind of pussied out because I was distracted talking about something else.
That's okay.
I fucked up.
Sorry if I've got the sniffles. I got the sniffles a little bit. But so do you.
Well, it's because it's that time of year where I'm just, like, draining constantly. And I want to, like, I have, like, lipstick on and I want to wear, like, super dark lipstick, which is hard for me. So it takes a lot of time because I have very thin lips. So it's like a stencil. I have to stencil it out. And then my nose starts leaking. So then I'm, like, trying to figure out, all right, how do I blow my nose without destroying all of the work that I just put in? Well, there's no way. I just have to take it all off. And I just can't wear lipstick, even though Sephora keeps giving me free lipstick because it was my birthday.
That was actually one of my topics of discussion. You were putting your lipstick on today. And I knew it was like early in the morning. You didn't want to get up. You were just kind of like trying to put yourself together for going out into the world. And I'm like, we're going to go eat food. I don't know why she's... Because you were painstakingly like putting lipstick on.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, it's like I see it in my makeup kit because I keep all of my makeup like organized in like a little container. And then I see it while I'm like looking in the mirror getting ready and I'm like, oh, I really want to wear lipstick. That sounds good. And then I put it on and then I always regret it because it always fucks me over. And like ladies know...
Ladies!
Ladies know that like... You've like multiple variations of lipstick. You got your regular lipstick, you got your lip gloss, and you got your matte. And they all require a certain amount of effort that goes along with it, unless you wear like a nude lipstick. Because it's like chapstick, basically.
Like chapstick.
You don't worry about it as much.
But and
you
then wear, just wear chapstick.
Yeah, now at this point in my life, I think I just wear like chapstick. The only reason I was like going dark today is because I got this cool new lipstick. From Sephora. Show the camera. It's called Potion. It's a lip gloss. It's like a really dark purple. It's from Anastasia Beverly Hills. And I was at Sephora this week because I took my birthday off. Because as you should, if you're a consumer whore like me, because you get a ton of free shit on your birthday. So you gotta take that advantage of that moment. So I go to Sephora and so I got... a bunch of points because you can collect points and I guess you get extra points if you shop in December, which is fucking awesome because 100 points you can get like a free item, which is where this lip gloss came from. But since it was also my birthday, I got a little Marc Jacobs eyeliner and lipstick combo, which is tight. So if you're a December baby, get up in there. But I wanted to talk about this. I went to Ulta Beauty, and I'd never been there before. I don't know how many of you people listen who go there, but...
Is it like a store in the mall?
No, it's something else separate. It was next to the Joann Fabrics over in Pilar.
So it's just a strip mall?
It's just a store. It's this. I would describe it as, like, it's kind of like a drugstore that only stocks makeup. And while... I discovered that the prices are relatively the same as most places. They're not more expensive. They're pretty close to what Sephora is. They sucked. That store did not rub me the right way.
Damn.
It was kind of like...
Rubbing you against the grain.
Like a cat going the other way.
Yeah.
Hated it.
And or just a cat at all.
Or just a cat just being touched.
Cats don't like to be touched.
It was really cluttered. It was dark for some reason. I didn't think there was enough light, first of all, which is a big no-no, I think, when you're in any kind of shopping experience. Even an online store has to have a lot of white room. You have to have big aisleways to feel, like, not claustrophobic.
Right.
And on top of that, there were just a bunch of, like, old ladies, like, shopping there. And I was like, well, okay. I feel like I'm out of place here. And the worst part of it is I go to check out and I'm like, I want to sign up for like being a member here. What do I have to do? And she's like, oh, well, let me walk you through it. And she was really nice. I mean, all the shop ladies were really nice. It was just, they tell me, oh, well, it's your birthday today. Cool. We can't give you a gift until you receive an email and then you have to come back in with that email and then you can pick it up.
Can you just look at it on your phone and just do it there?
No, you can't do shit. Well, no, because they said that I would get the email in a couple of days. Oh. And they were like, if you don't get the email, contact customer service. I was like, wait a minute. I can show you my ID right now. We can get this all taken care of. I only came here because I thought, well, maybe I'd get a better gift because it was an Urban Decay eyeshadow palette. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Then they were like, no, you can't get that until you have the email confirmation. I was like, that's really dumb. Like, yeah. Sephora, I would assume, is their biggest competition. Yeah. And definitely
will not. The game.
Yeah, I will absolutely not be going back to Ulta. I was not impressed. I think Sephora has a better game for sure. Plus, their sales associates are so much cuter. They're always trying to help me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were really helpful.
Good.
But yeah,
So Ulta, Sephora better than.
Yeah, tenfold. Gotcha. I would say so.
I don't know what to do whenever I'm in a makeup store. I'm just
you
kind
of
like.
You are so chill though. I wouldn't.
Well, I mean,
see
like
that.
I'm just kind of walking around and. I mean, there's like a, I guess there's like a men's section, and you know, you can wear.
There is, yeah.
And then there's people that wear, you know, there's dudes that wear makeup too, and
yeah, makeup
fine,
is
but
for
I just
everybody.
Don't wear. I just don't. I have no interest in makeup.
You have really sensitive skin, and I feel like
I just don't. I put blades against my skin like multiple times a week, and I cut hair away. I'm not that sensitive where I couldn't wear makeup if I didn't want to.
Oh, is that a challenge?
One time I was...
are you threatening me?
I was trying to clear pores out of my nose when I was, like, younger.
Yeah.
Getting ready for work. Uh-huh. And I, like, did the Biore and then, like, a...
Yeah, you love those Biore.
What are they called? Like, a scrub or whatever?
Exfoliate.
Trying to exfoliate. And at the end of it, I realized my nose wasn't clear anymore. It wasn't clogged. It was, like, raw. Like, I look like I had been doing cocaine or, like, had a cold. And I sound like I always have a cold because I'm super nasally. Anyway, sorry, listeners.
Where are we going here?
Having to listen to my nasally voice. But anyway, what I'm talking about is my nose. So my girlfriend at the time was like, holy shit, well, you got to go to work and you look fucked up. Let me put some concealer on it. So I went to work. And it was, like, the first day of work at this hair salon. Her mother owned the hair salon.
So funny, because it's funny that you were doing that at a hair salon. If you're going to go as a man wearing makeup.
Yeah. And those women were such bitches. And they were, like, making... Because they didn't... Because we just bought the her mom just bought the hair salon from the new owners, and all the hairdressers were, like, super pissed. So it was like my first day on this guy wearing like makeup, who doesn't wear makeup. He's like just trying to keep the peace.
You should have just put some lotion on it. It would have gone away in an hour.
I know. It would have gone away in an hour, but she was trying to she was trying to just do the quick fix of like I'd put makeup on my sores on my face and
She led you astray so hard.
You should not
put makeup on your sores. You should let it heal naturally.
You know what though? It didn't last longer than a day. The next day it was fine.
Yeah.
It was like right before I went to work, I was like trying to, you know, bathe, clean myself.
Panicking.
And it was like just a fucking mess. So.
Well,
So that's my story. And makeup, yeah, I'm just, makeup and I just don't have any kind of relationship at all.
Well, that makes sense.
Even like trying to do like grease paint for Halloween.
You were so hard. I remember using you as a model once for this like grindhouse theme I had going. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna cover him in blood.
Like a photo shoot.
Yeah, I was making you look like you just got like the shit kicked out of you. And I was putting all these prosthetics on you. And you were so uncomfortable the entire time. And you were just like blinking like so hard.
I just
hard.
Don't like things being put in my eye and...
Yeah, you were, like, suffering.
I'm not into it.
I was like, oh, my God, dude, just hang in there.
I do want to try to get a... we were watching that Troma movie last night.
We watched a lot of Troma movies
last
night.
Was it Tromaville? Murder in Tromaville? Or Troma... Whatever. It was one of those titles where Troma's in the
name. Actually pretty close. I think that was it.
And it was, like, the one about the... like the serial killer on the film set, and it's, like, breaking the fourth wall of, like, a film being shot about
Yeah, and then Troma kept...
Being like the new
itself.
Toxic Avenger being made. Yeah, a couple times. But then...
it's like slipping a
There
tone.
Was that scene where that guy with the really small dick was getting the full head cast made.
Yeah.
I think we should do that.
You want a full cast made of your head?
We could just have like a bunch of them.
You won't. I'm telling you now, you will not like it.
It'll be awesome though. Think about having... I would love to just have a 3D sculpt of my head.
That would be a lot of fun.
I'd be like the Anthony Hopkins in... Westworld.
Yeah.
Like his,
Yeah, oh, his display case. His display is case, so but it would just be my cool. own head. God, I am so inspired. Side note, I am so inspired by Westworld's, that office that Anthony Hopkins has, one of his offices. And it's so fucking tight. I am inspired when we are millionaires and I will one day be able to spend lots of money on your office. That is what it's going to look like, whether you like it or not.
I'd be cool with that. I'd even dress like him.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so fucking cool. And then that chair that he has.
Yeah, that
leather. Damn.
I am super into Westworld still, but I will say it's a little... I'm less emotionally tied to these characters than I'd like to be. Like, we're talking about, like, the first few episodes, I'm real into the... into, like, all the characters and kind of who they are. And
mm-hmm.
It's kind of going in a direction where I'm interested to see... because the finale's airing tonight, I think. But,
oh, really?
Yeah. But I'm not, like...
what time does that air? Do you know?
9 o'clock, I guess. I don't know.
Are we going to have access to it on HBO?
We always do.
Well, we're going to have to watch it tonight. Watches.
But, yeah, I'm really... It's more of a... I was talking to Brad about it, and I was kind of like, it's different. He doesn't watch Game of Thrones, but we both watch Westworld. And we were talking about how cool the last episode was.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, this is a... It's like a cerebral experience more than a drama, I guess.
That makes sense. I could actually...
Because you're kind of dealing with, like, you know... fantasy AI, like, where we're kind of on the cusp of really finding out how close we can get. You know, I feel like it's within the next 20 years we'll have that level of complication, like, for
it is
for
so
artificial intelligence. But so it's kind of like what counts as, like, sentience and who is real and what does real mean, and it's philosophical and all that stuff. So it's a little more heady. And I like that. It's a cool, like, I mean, it's a great show, but I find myself kind of getting caught up more in the idea of artificial intelligence and stuff.
I think that's rather than the characters
and the storytelling. Well, I think it wants you to get caught up in the story.
I think it wants
which I think is good. I'm just not, like, yeah. I focus more on, like, who is real and what is real and all that stuff. But I'm excited for this, for the finale. I don't know if it... I think it might be airing tonight. Maybe it's not, though.
I hope so, because I'd honestly like to finish it.
Maybe they're taking a week off and then going to the next one. But whenever it comes out, you know, we'll check it out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So going back, you were just talking about... Oh, we kind of skimmed over the fact that you were... your birthday was a little bit ago.
Yay! It was my birthday, which went on for pretty much like 4 days, but I think that's how it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Personally, I think that's what you're supposed to do with your birthday, because it's like the most important holiday you can have for yourself.
Does it feel weird to go back to normal life after that?
A little bit. It's a bit of a letdown. But, I mean, I'm fine with it. It's actually about time, because I just had like... a long weekend last week, and then a long weekend this week, so now I'm like, alright, it's probably time to come back to the real world at this point. But, yeah, too much time off is too much time off. But I really enjoyed just having a little bit of time to just kind of get my life together, because I had so many errands to run on my birthday. It was like, you were like, are you going to clean the house? And I was like, yeah, I can't not clean the house. It's in fucking disarray. It looks like a bomb went off. And then I was
You wanted for your birthday, you wanted a sewing machine for me.
Yeah, and then you gave me a sewing machine. And then I was like, well, I really want to start crafting and start sewing this project that I had in mind. So then I had a bunch of stuff. But I had a bunch of stuff before that I needed to sew, and I kind of needed to get the practice back on, because it had been a couple of years since I last used one.
Yeah.
So I had, like, and then I had to make banana bread, and then I just had so many errands to run on my birthday itself, so I just was like, all right, I'm just going to get lit and go to Joanne Fabrics. Where, side note, right now, if you are in Columbus, I don't know if this is true for everywhere, but I would assume it's probably pretty true, your local Joanne Fabrics probably still has a bomb-ass Halloween section. I got so much shit on clearance, and it was, like, truly a happy birthday moment for me. So I loaded up the cart with a whole bunch of shit, and I was walking around with this giant mound of pink faux fur that I got, and, like, the lady who was cutting it, she was, like, blown away by it the entire time. She was like, "Well, this just looks like so much fun!" I was like, "Yeah, wait till you see what I'm making."
You know, okay, so I want to talk about your coat for a minute. Can we describe it for the listeners?
So this was my big idea. I was like, I wanted a faux fur coat, but I didn't want to pay a couple $100 retail price for it, because the ones that I saw online were hella expensive, but cool all the same. So I was like, well, you know what? I feel like I could make this. And then it kind of dawned on me. I was like, I used to be a bomb-ass seamstress. Why don't I just start making my own shit? So then I went online. It's called ckatesew.com is a blog. She has some excellent patterns that you can order that are for free, some of them. You can print them all out on 8x11 printer paper and then put it all together with some tape, which is exactly what I did for this coat. This coat, so I went to Joann Fabrics looking to see what their fabric they had to offer, and this one was crazy. It was like this super long hair. It's like a really light bubblegum pink.
It looks like a pink Yeti.
So I look like a pink Yeti when I'm wearing it's it. Because like I just like finished it last night. It's got lining. It's beautiful. It's
very long.
I'm very proud of it. It's extremely long. It's really long in the sleeves. But it's like, it, as far as winter coats go, it's dope. And after making it, I can now say, oh, there's a couple of things that I would like to fix going into making it next time. So I'm going to make another one identical to it, but I'm going to add a bunch of pockets and zippers and things because I have it down now. But I'm not going to use fur because, holy shit, our whole apartment just was covered in pink hair.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. There was a lot of pink hair just kind of floating around.
I knew it was going to be like that too, but I was like, it's going to be worth it. I just want to make this one coat that's like really, you know, ostentatious, and I can wear it everywhere because I have this feathered coat that I wear for special occasions because I'm always worried about it because it's so high quality. It's so nice.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really wanted something just like that that I could wear every day. So that's what this coat is. I feel like I'm wearing a giant blanket, and I feel beautiful in it. I feel so beautiful.
Right.
It's like hair extensions for my body.
It is. And everybody was kind of staring at it.
Everybody stares at me. I'm like, my eyes are up here.
Things. You know what it made me think of?
What?
It's like not the same material, but now I realize like it makes me think of the sweater from the movie Ed Wood with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, his cashmere sweater.
It's not cashmere, is it?
I thought you said it was cashmere, but it's like
maybe it is cashmere.
It's like an extra fuzzy.
Yeah.
No.
He puts on the big pink sweater, but it's way bigger than that one.
I just feel
but it's as puffy as that.
Oh, dude, this thing is huge. It is so long; it goes down to like mid thigh. But it's like, if you're gonna have a winter coat, I think you should be long. No, I love the way my closet looks with it in it. I highly recommend just like making your own clothing. I think we're at a point now, and most of our positions, I think people, if you're a millennial, you're not a high income earner. And if you are, that's great. But even then, you're spending all this money on clothing. It's like, well, why? You spend like $50 on a t-shirt, and it's kind of crazy because you think about it, the fabric's not that good. The stitching is not that high quality. It probably will come apart in the dryer.
No, fashion is made not to last these days.
No, it's Nothing's
not. Nothing's made to last.
Well, men's clothing is meant to last because men don't shop as much as women. But women's
clothing
has gone
was made
downhill.
I think clothing was made more like for repair, like you only had a few articles of clothing and then you would just kind of repair it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
but now it's kind of like you just throw it out.
Well, we were hanging out with my parents last night because they came up just to visit for my birthday and get a meal. And my dad was like, oh, after talking to them about the sewing machine, my dad was like, oh, well, I made my first suits. Like when I was working, I made 3 suits on my sewing machine. And I was like, that's it. Like, you get it. It's like an old concept to make it and then have it and then maybe and then repair it if something were to happen to it and to tailor your own clothes. But like people just don't. I don't know if maybe just kids aren't brought up in that kind of mindset.
Where no, we're
it's
not.
Like you had a very like normal childhood compared to mine, and I feel like
right.
But I walked away with it.
What is normal?
What is normal? I was on a sewing machine every day when I was a kid. Because that was, like, all I had to do as far as...
Yeah.
We didn't get any, like, toys or anything, so...
Right, yeah.
I was like, oh, build it your own.
So there's these, I can't remember the explicit name, but if you search like repair workshop or community workshop for repairs, something like that. So these things are popping up. These people are helping each other fix stuff. So kind of like collaboratively repair.
Like a repair community?
Well, yeah. It's kind of springs up in these. It's been, I saw it on Twitter, and they were, I can't remember where it was, but like these people, they'll buy something that is basically treated as garbage nowadays, like a weed whacker or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll go there, and then there's, you know, you have your neighbors that know a little bit, and then every now and then there's like people that are just kind of handymen that show up at these things and kind of like,
that's
it's
really
kind
cool.
of like, it makes me think of like a sort of a post-apocalyptic marketplace.
Yeah, sounds like
kind of
Fallout.
Like, how can we mod these to work or fit our purposes or whatever? But it's kind of nice that that's happening now, because it's kind of frustrating not to know what's wrong with your, it's like everything's got a lot of, you know, computer components to it. So it's like, if you don't know, like, nobody can fix a computer unless you know computers.
Yeah.
But we all should know how to fix, like, a blender or, you know, a toaster oven, something, like, simpler.
Or, you know.
So get your hands dirty, you know. Don't just throw it out.
Well, that's how I feel about clothing. I feel like so much of it can just, like, darning socks. It's like you just throw a couple stitches in it, you'll be fine. I was talking to my hairdresser, and I was like, you should totally do it, because she's super fashionable, and she's a little bit goth, too. And I was like, it's so hard for people like us with our aesthetic to find clothing that's reasonably priced, that is meant to last. And she's like, yeah. I was like, you should try making your clothes, too. It's so easy. And she was like, well, I don't know, I feel like I'll, like, sew through a finger or something.
No, you just
like,
gotta try it. If you suck at it, then don't worry about it. You can just still buy clothes.
It's called practice.
Yeah.
Anybody can use a sewing machine. I'm telling you,
everybody's
it's not
that
busy
hard. Everybody's too busy to do anything.
Yeah, but
so,
I made this coat one night.
Just try it out.
It's
you're not
easy.
Too busy. Just try something. Try
or
something
just,
new.
Or just take a sewing class.
If
it's
you're
really
depressed,
fucking easy.
If you're depressed because you're like, I'm sick of doing the same stuff every day, take up repair. Take up, you know.
It makes you feel so good just to be able to say, oh, I made this. I created this
oh
with
my
bare hands. It
when
makes
I,
you feel so satisfied.
I get satisfaction when I put Drano in one of our sinks, and it works well. There's, like, satisfaction that comes from, like, fixing something.
Or baking. I love baking food because it's very satisfying to have the result turn out well. And then you're like, yeah, it may not go well the first couple of times you do it, but that's just, you
right.
know what not to do the next time, which is kind of what I walk away with this coat. As happy as I am with it, I'm like, ah, really should have added pockets. I really should have thought about
right.
that ahead of time.
You just do that. You just do it with the next coat.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Now I can make something even better.
Right. So speaking of Fallout, you mentioned Fallout 4.
Yeah, it sounds like a Fallout concept.
So I'm trying to finish the main storyline, because I think on the last podcast I talked about how... What are you whispering? Don't whisper
I just
shit.
Realized that we haven't talked about Witcher.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Witcher in a second, but
I want to talk
about fucking Fallout 4 for a second.
Listen, bitch, you can do whatever you want. I'll just take a side seat.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
We've
been fighting all morning about nothing.
Fucking no. We got into an argument at the fucking coffee shop, and I was like, why are we fucking... I was, like, mad at you because I'm like, why are we even fucking mad right now? See, I'm getting heated right now.
Yeah, you are. You need to calm down.
It was dumb.
It was dumb.
Anyway, Fallout 4.
You should have seen the eyes that he just made. I wish that we had a video going so they can see your expressions.
I think we will. If we can actually figure out how to make this show good, you know...
Because our show sucks.
I mean, we're still figuring out the format.
It's a loose format.
I know.
It's a conversational piece.
Yeah. Anyway, Fallout 4. I want to talk about Fallout 4. Basically, the format of the show is I write things down throughout the week that I want to talk about, and then we talk about them. If you don't like it, tough. Go listen to something else. No, I'm just kidding.
I've had it with you. I quit.
So, the main storyline of Fallout 4 is actually pretty good. I'm like, I don't want to... I mean, I'll give what I can remember away. I don't know how it's going to end, but I thought you kill, like, the guy that stole your son in the beginning, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm almost done with the main quest. Not even close. I had to do so much shit. I had to go, like, outside of the main map to find this super mutant named Virgil who works for the Institute, which is, like, the synth group. They make like AI robots, which is kind of cool because that ties into like something I'm interested in. The Institute is really scary though. It's kind of like you find out more and more. The only way to get into the physical Institute is like teleportation. So I'm trying to build like this giant teleporter. I partnered up with like the people who are trying to liberate synths and get synths like into communities and stuff because they have like synth names like C-3PO or R2-D2.
Same.
So they have to get a new name, a job, and how to like the railroad helps kind of like facilitate that. And then I also joined the Brotherhood of Steel, which is like super anti synth. So I'm joining all these groups. I'm kind of waiting for it to just... I'm like, fuck it. I'm just waiting for it to boil over and somebody find out, like, I'm working against the other side. I don't know if that will happen. Maybe it won't.
It may not... They may not be prepared for something like that, like, as far as storylines go.
I feel like it's the... I feel like everything kind of... there's always cause and effect in that game with whatever you choose to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to beat it. Right now, I'm trying to just get that because I feel like I'm almost level 40. I've been playing it since March, pretty much. And I'm trying to just finish the main storyline because I feel like I've had enough. I like the game a lot. Like, I told you the other day I could play it for 72 hours fucking straight. But life will not allow for something like that. We have, you know.
Well, life does. You just have expectations for yourself.
Yeah. Which is fine, but sometimes I'm like, man, I wish I just didn't have anything to do for the next week, and I could just play this game. I love it that much, but I knew I need to put it down and move on.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to finish the main storyline, because Christmas I asked for a bunch of games.
Yep.
You let slip that you didn't get Skyrim.
Well, how could I not? You acted like if I didn't, you'd kill yourself.
No, it's okay. I'll just buy it. I mean, it's fine.
I mean, we'll see, because technically, we're even for Christmas, so if we want to expand on that next paycheck, let me know.
Yeah, I think all the Christmas stuff's at the house right now.
But I have to buy plane tickets, so go easy on me.
I want a dog. So make it happen.
Bitch, don't we all?
I know. God, but it's fine.
Be cute.
I'm kind of like just putting the dog on the...
Yeah, we can't. Dude, we can't do a dog right now. We are way too busy as fuck. When things settle down, we will. We will get a dog immediately, I promise you.
I'm trying to think as soon as I'm done with Fallout 4, because there's going to be some huge changes coming up if I should just take a break. But then it's also, video games do give me a bit of a mental break from the craziness of life.
I got you something that should be pretty low-key.
Should tide me over?
Yeah.
I sent you like four games.
You sent me a lot of games, and I got you one that doesn't require a lot of like...
hours put into it.
Yeah, exactly. You can kind of have fun with it whenever you want. Kind of the way Witcher is now for me.
Yeah. Good segue. We could talk about Witcher 3.
Yeah, let's talk about Witcher!
Your ending, I wouldn't say sucked, but it definitely was not my ending.
I want to die. I'm so
upset. In real life. You spent how many hours playing the game?
I am fucking devastated. It took me a year to finish because I only played it sporadically.
And then that ending is
over. Well, because I wasn't unemployed anymore. I got, like, jobs, and then I was so busy. I was like, what the fuck? I was, like, working on so much shit while I had, like, a bunch of jobs. And then I got, like, the job I have now, and I was like, I really don't have time to play Witcher. And then I was like, I gotta finish this shit. So I did, and I'm very sad. And I didn't get Triss.
You didn't get anybody.
I didn't want Yennefer. I definitely didn't want Kira Metz, and I'm glad she's dead. But
I can't believe she died in your storyline.
I'm glad.
And she wasn't going to end up with you anyway. She ends up with Lambert.
I know, but I'm glad that she died, because she sucks. But, so...
It's so sad, because it's like...
She's so manipulative.
I watched you kind of... Because it's basically you finish the game and then it's an animatic.
So it turns out, and like this is
what happens to Geralt after.
Heavy spoiler alerts now for Witcher 3 here.
That game has been out for years. If you fucking haven't played it and want to.
Yeah, it's your fault. Anyways, so it turns out to get Triss, you have to really jump through some hoops. And you really have to woo her. You have to tell her you love her constantly. You have to make out with her, obviously, in the maze, which is easy, which I did. And then when she's I guess when you're hanging out, it's like when you're hanging out with the rats, like after you get the rats out, you have to, which I think is before, you have to like tell her some cute things.
And there's some stuff with like Dijkstra trying to.
I don't remember if I did that. I'm pretty sure I did. I'm pretty sure I made out with her in the maze and like really got with her. And then when I was telling Dijkstra, well, I was like with Dijkstra and I was with Triss and she's getting on the boat. And I can't remember if I told her I loved her or if I just was like, please stay. We can do something here. And I think that was the pivotal point. I really don't remember if I told her I loved her or not. I think I didn't because I was like, well, I don't want to freak her out. I got too real. I got too real with a game. I should have known. Oh, I'm so sad. Everything could have turned out different if I just...
Because we were curious what the answer should be, so we watched the full... Some guy put together the full romance scenes and decisions on YouTube, and we were like... My big takeaway from it was, like, you pretty much had to come in super strong at all times.
Yeah, and I definitely wasn't that intense.
If you're even slightly lukewarm in any of your answers, you're not going to end up with her.
And I really think it was just the... I think I told her I loved her, but then I think there was just something else I was like, I don't know. And then she was like, what do you mean you don't know? And then I was like, oh, come on!
Lisa, when she was talking about the game, she said the game... really wants you, it's meant for you to end up with Yen. And I totally get that now, because it's like, you get like half as many opportunities to talk to Triss.
It's true.
As you do Yen, and you have to come on super strong. You can be kind of weird with Yen and a little lukewarm in some of your answers.
I was outright rude to Yen, and she still made out with me against my will. I was like, no thank you, I don't like you. And she's like, I think you do like me. And I was like, no, fuck off! And then she's like, I think we can make something, Geralt.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so pissed off about that, but the rest of it was fine. I mean, I sort of forgot to go kill the king, so...
Yeah, so the witch hunter king lives in your world, and all the witches and the wizards are murdered.
Yeah, sorry.
And I was like, wow.
Like, I forgot because I was busy. Somebody who
like courts, you know, that lifestyle in IRL would be all about killing the witch hunting, like, puritanical king. You just like forgot.
I think because I was so distracted with getting Ciri back that I was like, I kind of expected that to still be there at the end.
That was the only good part about your ending is Ciri ended up as a witcher.
Yeah, I got Ciri into
part of my ending.
I can genuinely say that was the only thing I cared about, was getting Ciri like done properly. I was like, well, I really wanted Ciri to be done, like that storyline to go just right. And so it did, obviously. It went perfectly. But everything else, I also did not really give a shit about the storyline. I just wanted to go kill things. So
that's what happens when you just want... Well, that's, like, what Geralt ends up doing. He's, like...
So he just goes off and he just wants to go kill things.
He doesn't have any money, and he's just trying to...
Actually, I have 4,000 coins, so...
Well, no, that's what the story with Dandelion. He's, like, Dandelion was, like, well, he would come by Novigrad, and we'd get a drink and talk about how... what things might have been, and the fact that he's basically coinless that was in the end of your story.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care anymore. I'm just sad about it.
I know, you put in so much time.
I put in so much time for so
and you were all about Triss. And I was like, have you fucked Triss in the lighthouse yet?
No!
I knew that was part of it, and you were like, no, and I was like, I think that has to happen for you to end up with her.
Dude, whatever, it's not real. I have to keep telling myself that to make it better.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm devastated, but I guess there's no more Witchers ever coming out.
Well, that's the thing. There's two DLCs that was it Hearts of Stone?
Oh, yeah.
And Blood and Wine,
I want to do the vampire one.
Yeah, we could... Well, we should honestly download the older one because it's like $7. And there's a lot to it, and it's way cheaper.
Yeah, I guess.
And then we'll get the other one when it gets cheaper.
We'll just wait it out. I don't really want the older one.
You don't want to... Well, I want to...
It just looks, like, rough because of the quality on it.
No, not the old game. The DLC. It's the same... What are you talking about? The graphics in the game?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about one of the, like, Witcher 1 or Witcher 2.
No.
I mean, Witcher 3, or Witcher 2 still looks okay. That was for PS3. Witcher,
I mean, it looks all right.
The first Witcher game, I think, was PS2.
Yeah, that looks hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't look good.
Yeah.
But, well, and I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the DLCs.
Yeah, I want to do the vampire one really bad, though.
Yeah, that's the newer one. That's one the looks Blood like and Wine.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. I think it sounds like it's pretty short.
Cool. I need something non-committal. Something to make myself feel better.
Hell yeah.
I think the problem was I just sort of was drunk.
Dude, I got this quad espresso from fucking One Line Coffee.
Yeah, how are you not bouncing off the walls right now? God,
it's like so bold.
That tea was good. I feel a little bit more alive now. I was so tired this morning. I'm still kind of sleepy. I don't even know. I think it was just because I spent all last night sewing.
Your hours are all weird.
Yeah, they're pretty whack right now. And then I got to go get back. I'm actually excited to get back to a normal work week. Too much time off really, like, fucks me up.
Yeah, if you're just, you know, kind of hanging out. It's fun for a while. But yeah. If you're not going anywhere on vacation or doing anything fun, like going to, if you're just at home.
I mean, I was doing fun shit at home. I just had a lot to do. Like, I just had errands every day to run. And I had, like, a hair appointment one day. And I was like, I gotta take some time off for real.
Yeah.
But it was good. I caught up on a lot of chores. Definitely. Anywho.
So, I was thinking about this. Kind of, as news was happening this week.
Uh-huh.
There was that, on a heavier note, there was the shooting at OSU.
Oh, man, it was a stabbing.
Stabbing, rather.
Yeah.
Then there was, like, the Standing Rock stuff that came out about them. I saw a video of, like, the water protectors were getting hit with, like, some kind of pesticide. Like, they were getting crop dusted with something weird. And it was, what? Like, yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, so, and it was like, do we talk about stuff like that on this show? I mean, the tone of the show isn't serious, and I don't want it to be serious.
I think it's okay to talk about, we should talk about the OSU stabbing, because there was a lot of misinformation going around about what had happened there, and it turns out it was a descendant of a Somalian 18-year-old kid,
right,
who drove his car into a crowd and then, like, pulled out a butcher knife and just started, like, hacking away. And he didn't kill anybody.
He injured, like, nine people.
Yeah, he injured, I think there were, like, 11 people in the hospital or some shit.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So it was not a shooting. It was just a cop who shot him, took him down. It was an off-duty cop, took him down, which is great. Because that guy deserved to be shot for sure.
Well, because, yeah, he's trying to kill people.
He's awful.
So, that's kind of...
But that happened on OSU campus, which is nearby us, so a lot of people...
I guess that's what... It's like, it was national news, so obviously it makes sense to talk about that, but then, like, all the other stuff... Do we shy away from the heavier stuff?
We can. I mean...
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
You as a customer, or as a listener...
Well, I'm talking... I mean, the listener...
Do you give a shit?
Yeah. I'm not... Because nobody's going to respond to that question. No, I'm asking you. I'm like, do you feel that this is a format where we talk about that stuff? Or do we just leave it to other
podcasts? We talked about Trump. I say, why not? I think we can talk about whatever
I don't want to talk... Because Trump is going to do dumb shit every week. So it's like, I don't want to talk about Trump every fucking week.
It's in past tense. We talked about Trump. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I think it's okay to every now and then broach a topic that's a little deeper than going to Sephora. But,
I kind of like that tone of the show. I like a more relaxing Bob Ross kind of tone to the show rather than...
Well, dude, what the fuck is my segment always about? My segment's always about somebody dying or being murdered.
I know, but that's not
killer.
Like that's not in the news.
Yeah, it is.
That's like true crime. You know what I mean? And your segment needs to be a little nicer. It's too mean. Too mean-spirited to those victims.
I guess. Well, don't worry, I already quit, so.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I like your segment. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking just about kind of like that, and that's just a part of the show. That's not like the whole show.
Okay.
I'm just asking your opinion about this.
I don't do my opinion. I don't think it's a problem, especially if it's local news that
okay.
I think this one in particular was local, and I also think that people need to realize not to downplay what just recently happened, but there are actually a lot of stabbings on OSU campus. Like, there was a stabbing that happened a couple of years ago. There was a stabbing that happened.
It was a stabbing at Miami Jacobs.
That. There was a stabbing that happened over on, like, downtown on, like, a corner. Like, there are a lot of stabbings that happen in Columbus, and people do not seem to really care unless it has to do with national headlines and, more importantly, terrorism attacks. Which I think is kind of interesting. You draw your own conclusions.
Fair enough.
Wow! That was beautiful.
Fair enough. So, okay. Well, that kind of answers that answers my question.
Yeah, I don't think there's any problem with that. We got a Bob Ross tone, but every now and then we know how to get real.
It is a sleepy burg, pretty much.
Columbus?
Yeah.
It's the smallest big city ever.
That's right. I thought that went to Reno. I thought that was Reno's claim to fame.
No, it's Columbus's claim to fame because I made it that way now.
Wow.
I'm calling it now.
This is our seventh episode.
So is that the cursed
episode? I was going to talk about that. The fact that after seven episodes, most podcasts, if you can last longer than seven consistent episodes, which this will be the seventh straight week of doing the show, then we're in the lower percentile of podcasts, because most end. My son is elite.
Well,
so we're elite now.
I guess that's too bad because I already quit. Twice today.
Okay.
So we
are going to continue to do this.
If you ask me real nicely.
Every week. And I promise to not argue with you right before.
Yay!
Every single one.
That sounds good.
Not to say we're never going to get in an argument again, because I guarantee you we're at least going to get in one probably this week.
Yeah, but I'll
probably
win,
one more,
because I'm usually right.
Yeah. But I feel good. I feel good that we've kind of been sticking to it.
Yeah, me too. I think it's really, I think it's fun, and not to take it into a weird direction, but in like a counseling kind of way. Like, you have, like, this set time to have a conversation with another person, like, whether it be your significant other or whatever that relationship is. You just have this, like, time to go and converse about certain topics, and then you... Because you get a whole week to figure out what you're going to talk about and, like, take note of things and experiences, and instead of talking about them in those moments as much, you just kind of save it up. And it actually makes it a lot more fun, too. Because it actually gives you a reason to go do other things, like... not with that person too. Like,
you, what do you mean?
Like, you get like separate experiences. Sometimes I feel guilty. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go hang out with a bunch of girlfriends, and then I feel a bit bad about it. But then I'm like, no, that's good, because then I'm gonna experience something, and then I'm gonna have, like, I could walk away with like a better topic, or they give me, or one of my friends gives me an idea for my segment, and I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm so glad I figured that out now, and it's totally a secret because Pat wasn't even here. So I can like really present it. So there's moments like that. So I think it makes it it's like an added amount of fun to just like routine.
Well, you got to keep it interesting for yourself too.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm kind of disappointed.
This is, we're not accountable to anybody but ourselves here, so it's kind of like we can make this whatever we want it.
It was almost enough, because I was a bit disappointed just with the fact that I didn't have anything for... I mean, I had something for the segment.
But I just knew we had so much... There was so much I knew we needed to talk about outside of like... the Teach Pat Something segment and the Crap App segment. I'm like, it's okay if we drop those this week.
I just had so much going on, and I was shocked the entire week how much I had going on, even though I thought I wouldn't. Because I thought, oh, I'll have so much time to research this topic, but
no,
I did not. Plus, I was making this dope-ass coat.
That's right.
I'm just going to go finish it when I go home.
Well, I think I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. I think we've talked to death.
Talked it to death. So I think I'm gonna shut down the SoundCloud, because I don't need to pay. I don't need to be paying for that.
No, we're on iTunes.
We're hosting it. Yeah, we're on iTunes. So if you listen to this on SoundCloud, go subscribe on iTunes, because SoundCloud is gonna go away this week.
That makes sense.
And if you got questions, email us canetrain@guttertrash.net, Twitter @canetrainpod, Instagram @canetrainpodcast.
And you can follow me at Gibby Kane on Instagram and on Twitter. But also, please do not fade this out while I'm saying that. Because last week you faded it out while I was promoting. And I was like, oh my god, how could he?
I did?
Yeah, I was like, oh, what the fuck? I was like, oh no! It faded right out as soon as I started talking. I was like, that's so rude! Why did he do that?
I don't know. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, man. So.
Savage.
Now you've heard it this time.
So do it.
All right.
All right, cool. No, I think that's it.
All right.
Hold on. I hope I got that.
Oh, don't worry. I think you did.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Girl, bye.